options do you think the Archdiocese has besides bankruptcy?
It can go into mediation, as it said it wanted to, and talk with these victims about the 14 points that they want to talk about with child protection. They can talk about the records. They can talk about who is responsible for these crimes. They can talk about the names of these individuals. They can sign the oath that the victims want them to sign, that they've never assaulted a child or know of anyone that has. That's what they can do. They can mediate. They can talk.
So if things move forward like the Archdiocese wants it to, when 12 to 18 months passes and reorganization is done and there can no more cases can be filed against the Archdiocese, is there any precedent for cases being filed against individual parishes and schools?
Well, again, you know, this idea that there's 12 to 18 months, and I didn't hear a judge. There was no judge here today. So I have, you know, no idea. I don't think anybody does, as to what this process how this process will unfold. But what's really important is to understand that this isn't like other dioceses across the country. These cases are for fraud. So trying to protect these files, which include evidence of fraud, is pretty much kind of what we see what this tactic is about. Who knows what a judge will do once he gets into this information and gets into these files? I mean, it's impossible to say where these cases will begin and end, and it's irresponsible of the Archbishop to say to people, here's what's going to happen, when it's not his authority to say it, and nobody knows what's going to happen. So I'm not going to take that step and do the same thing.
I know you said it's not going about the money, but it sounds like that once all is said and done, these victims may get less money. I mean, is that a concern at all? I mean, from these people who've waited so long?
No, I mean, I oops, see, all right.
Looks like it.
It's a good fall. It's a Green Bay Packers slide. That's exactly what they're going to need next week. You know, nobody, the Archdiocese is not in debt. I mean, this is what is so confusing. We're talking about questions. You know, we're trying to answer questions when the questions, in a way, don't make any sense.
Well, you said there's a lien on the Cousin Center. I mean, you know, they're not exactly flush with cash.
But they do
get less money. I guess the question is, does that bother victims, or is it truly about getting out the truth?
Well, I mean, every survivor that I've talked to, their concern, and that's why they decided to do it this way, was to move forward in discussions to make sure that these other issues were talked about. They're concerned about predators in this community that have been unnamed because they know the Archdiocese knows who these predators are. They're concerned about that. They're concerned about what bishops knew about these offenders, how they covered it up, and that there's been no accountability, no transparency, and no responsibility. And my understanding is that they made a decision as a group that we're going to put the issue of compensation for ourselves aside, and that we're just simply not going to entertain it or discuss it, that we're going to get to these issues first. And my understanding is that they have really stuck to that. And they knew when going into that anything can happen. You know, and they anticipated, well, you know, this Archdiocese is a hardball Archdiocese. They play rough with their, you know, legal tactics and maneuvers. And they know that. But they decided, we have a responsibility because we're able to file cases when most victims cannot, because of a First Amendment decision here in Wisconsin that prohibits it for most victims. We were able to get to the table. We were able to get these documents and records out, which they've had some success with, some spectacular success with. And I think that they're going to press on. So it's a long answer, but I think the compensation to them obviously is important, but they've decided that these other issues are more important right now and that they're simply not going to entertain that question of compensation until these other issues are addressed and resolved. And that's how they've been, and that's how they've, you know, and I think they're to be applauded for it. And whatever happens, you know, with their own individual compensation is simply going to have to follow whatever course it's going to take.
Peter, can you help me understand with you're calling these legal maneuvers legal tactics?
Yeah.
I'm not an expert on Chapter 11, but it sounds to me, if I'm inferring correctly, that there's going to be a payment plan and they'll figure out what their assets are and how to divide those. If I'm inferring correctly, it sounds like that actually is a plan to get money to the survivors.
Right, but what I'm saying is that every diocese that has done this, and I'm not a bankruptcy expert either, but every diocese that has done this has not been able to succeed at going bankrupt. That the resources have been found once they have gone into bankruptcy court. That the real attempt to go into bankruptcy court is to try to get these personnel files and records and information kept sealed and secret. And that's possible. They'll make that argument to the judge. They'll say, whatever, you know, we need to keep these secret. But I can't say often enough, look, there's no judge in here that gave a press conference today. There's no ruling. I have never seen a bankruptcy, ever, an attempt by a diocese to declare bankruptcy when they have not declared debt, when there has been no judgment against them, when they are not even on the eve of trial. There has not even been full discovery and depositions. Is it a coincidence that this announcement is happening right before Richard Skelba, Bishop Skelba, is supposed to be deposed? And that is not a coincidence. It is shut it down now before the explosive information that's going to come out in his deposition and the rest of these records get out. That's how we read it. That's how we understand it. So it's utterly confusing, you know, again, as to the timing of this so-called announcement. And that's the scripted nature of it. That's our concern all along. There's a scripted nature to this that began about a month and a half ago. We're going to say we're going to go into mediation, but we're not going to talk to anybody. We're going to throw out a number, and then we're going to declare bankruptcy.
When's the deposition?
It was scheduled, actually, for, I believe, this week. But it's been delayed, again, for arguments over sealing and keeping that deposition secret. Now it may never happen. I mean, it's unclear. It certainly has been delayed now. Now it's tied up and delayed.
What explosive information do you believe would be said in that?
Bishop Skelba, with the records that have been obtained and released from courts.